Sydney. You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Barnes, and this is episode number 1064. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. TNL Sydney's guide highlights some of the must-see sites, see landmarks and off-path. In the city's most popular tourist areas, visitors could beat sun-drenched harbour cities just by looking at the climate, but Sydney has more to offer than just the glorious outdoors. The most famous is Sydney Harbour, famous for its striking Opera House, the city's most popular tourist area, home to some of the world's largest and most iconic landmarks, including the Great Barrier Reef and the Royal Botanic Garden. A cool swim in the Sydney River and a cool swim on the beach are highlights, but it's about more than Sydney and just nature. Sydney is served by a network of motorways and toll roads, known as motorways, as well as a range of public transport. Sydney has a suspended railway that runs between Lilyfield Central Station and Sydney Airport, the largest airport in the world with a capacity of 1.5 million passengers per day. It is operated by the Sydney Transport Authority, an organisation owned by the state government under the auspices of the Department of Transport, Infrastructure and Transport. Sydney is a major global and national tourist destination and is regularly declared one of the most beautiful cities in the world, admired for its beauty, history, architecture, culture and heritage. Sydney was founded in 1788 and has been a major tourist attraction for more than 200 years. With a population of over 1.5 million people, Sydney has significantly improved its global profile in recent years, with the opening of the Sydney Opera House in the early 1990s and the construction of the Sydney Harbour Bridge in 2000. The Sydney Cricket Ground houses several beautiful grandstands from the 1920s, and Sydney Olympic Park hosts the world's largest outdoor sporting event, the Olympics, as well as a host of other sporting events. Sydney hosts a number of festivals each year, including the annual Sydney International Film Festival and the Sydney Opera House Festival. It is also home to a variety of formal and informal events, including the Commonwealth Games and Australia Day, including the opening and closing ceremonies of the Australian Open football and rugby league matches, and New Year's Eve celebrations. The 1851 years were a time when Sydney Harbour was home to waves of people from all over the world. Australian rock bands like Midnight Oil and AC/DC, two internationally known bands, have played in Sydney, as well as the Sydney Opera House Festival. Sydney expanded rapidly through industrialisation and had well over a million inhabitants at the beginning of the 20th century. Sydney continued to expand and expand, leading to the construction of the Sydney Opera House and the opening of the Sydney Harbour Bridge in 1851, the first of its kind in Australia. Aboriginal tribes, particularly the Eora Cadigal, had inhabited the area around Sydney Harbour, which was called Warrain by the indigenous people, for at least 40,000 years. Sydney's central business district stretches south about 2 kilometres from its original location on the south bank of the Sydney River. On the east side, the CBD is bordered by a chain of parkland stretching from Hyde Park to Farm Cove on Sydney Harbour, from the Domain to the Royal Botanic Gardens and then to Sydney Park. On the west side of the river there is a large park and in the north and east corner there is a small park. The CBD is an area of about 1,500,000 square metres of commercial and residential buildings, interspersed with a number of public spaces including the Sydney Opera House and the National Library of Australia. The Greater Sydney area covers about 2,000 square kilometres and has a population of about 2.5 million people, of which about 1.2 million live in the CBD. There are about 38 local government districts that span several suburbs, and the City of Sydney covers a relatively small area that includes a number of neighbouring inner-city neighbourhoods and a few suburbs. There are approximately 4.5 million square meters of commercial and residential buildings in the Sydney metropolitan area. Sydney's main rivers are the Parramatta River, which flows into Sydney Harbour from the west, and the Sydney River. The city's most famous landmark is the iconic Sydney Opera House, one of the tallest buildings in the world, located on Sydney Harbour. Sydney also has the second largest population of any Australian city after Melbourne, but more than twice as many residents per square kilometre of land as any other. The river is used for small yachts to race, while the harbour is famous for its yacht races, which is home to the Sydney Harbour Yacht Club, the largest yacht club in the world. Australia's port city is consistently one of the most expensive cities in the world, and Qantas is unbeatable in any other category except price. Booking a flight to Sydney is a lesson in how to get what you pay for, but the flight times are long and the Australian port city costs so much more than other cities. Chinese airlines that offer the lowest prices to Sydney include China Air, China Eastern, Chinese Airlines and China Southern Airlines. Typically, this involves long-haul flights to Shanghai or Beijing, as well as long-haul flights. This is all for today, guys. My name is Crystal and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.